Ask any Christian what is their most widely known prayer, and the answer comes easily. It's the Lord's Prayer. It's the Our Father, prayed at every Mass, at every sacrament, at every hour of the divine office, and is part of most Christians' daily prayer. Ask any Jew, what is your most widely known prayer? And the answer is equally easy. It's the prayer given by Moses in our first reading and quoted and affirmed by Jesus in the Gospel. It's a prayer he would have learned as a child. And as a faithful Jew, Jesus would have prayed it all his life. It's called the Shema, which means hear. The prayer begins with that word. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. They are thrilling words, and in a way they shame us because we are so half-hearted at times. Sometimes loving God only on Sundays or when God gives us what we want, or does things our way. This prayer, the Shema, is prayed daily by faithful Jews at waking, at worship, and at retiring at the end of the day. It was said in the concentration camps as a last testament of faith. Its words are encased in the mezuzah and fastened to the doorposts and the gates of countless Jewish homes. And it is the hope of every devout Jew to die with this prayer on their lips. But what does it mean to love God in this way, with all your heart and soul, with your mind and all your strength? It means that nothing, no thing is to be preferred to God. God is the one. The God of Christians and Jews is one God. And if we love this one God, we will not turn to worship other lesser gods. No other idols, no matter how attractive, like money or power or success at any cost, like prestige or fame, pleasure or high-tech toys. All of these can too easily become gods to us, and we become slaves to them. To love God does not exclude all the other loves in our life, like spouse, friends, children. Love of God includes our love for all of them as well. Jesus makes that clear when he joins the great Shema prayer with another passage from the Jewish scriptures, the book of Leviticus. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus joined these two prayers together. And what is important here, and what is totally new, is that Jesus anchors the love of God in the visible reality of flesh and blood human beings. Our neighbor. And this kind of love is the golden thread that weaves itself through all of Jesus' teachings. As we saw in the gospel, one day, a learned man, a scribe, came to Jesus with a question. And basically it was this: if you had to govern your life by just one commandment, which one would it be? You see, in Jesus' day, there were 613 commandments. You can Google that. 613 commandments. And you will see the list of all of them. 245 do's and 365 do nots. And it'll tell you where to find them, each of them in the Bible. But which is the most important? The first one, the greatest one. Jesus did not hesitate to respond. And he responded with love. Love the Lord. Love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. He wasn't talking about some kind of mushy romantic love or some vague kind of love that is spoken too easily. He intended nothing vague or mushy at all. He spelled it out, all of it, in his life and in his ministry. He spelled it out in great detail in his words and in his deeds. And we know this. Care for the widow and the child and the stranger. Care for the poor. Heal human misery. Rid society of its demons. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Welcome the outsider. Forgive the sinner. Befriend even the enemy. Refuse to participate in ways of violence. Stay close to God, the source of love. Stay close to God in prayer and service and faithful listening. Jesus did all that. He showed us how you do it. If we have any doubts about how we are to do it, we won't if we are clear that our first allegiance is to God with heart and soul and mind and strength. But it's not enough to worship the invisible spiritual presence of God. Jesus told us that. No matter how sincere our worship, no matter how strong, enthusiastic, no matter how often, we must also love our neighbor. It's really just one love. And God is always the object of our love, but God also wears a human face. If we love God, if we strive to love our neighbor, we will know how to live, how to choose, what to value. And who knows? It might even help us decide how to vote.